What it do, man? This is the Play Live Radio Show, man. Look, shout out to my co-host, Dan Lamar. He not tuned in right now. But this your boy, EMG Man, a.k.a. The Lake Show. Go look me up. I'm on all major platforms, man. Look. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the French Montana situation with a security guard. And I'm going to be telling y'all a little bit about who I am as a rapper, EMG Man. You know what I'm saying? And my music and stuff like that. And we're going to be talking about friends. Is they really your friend or somebody who just pretend? Is they really your friend or somebody who just pretend? And, you know, we're going to get a freestyle going, man. You know, I feel like I bless y'all with a few bars, man. They've been asking and requesting for me to rap, so I'm rap. So I'm out here chilling on this wonderful day, man. We out here. Yeah, in the city. Hey, look, man. But real talk, let's get into it. Now, with French Montana, y'all know recently, a few months back, he was at a video shoot. I forgot exactly where it was. I want to say Miami, but don't quote me on that. But anyway, the point is, he had a video shoot with another artist. Okay, some people came through, started shooting up the video shoot. His security security guard jumped in the way to protect the rapper. And he's in, you know, he's in bad condition still. And they say that French Montana dropped the security guard. Now, I want to know y'all's opinion. You know what I'm saying? Y'all reach out, comment, let me know what's going on, man. What is y'all's opinion on that? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think that he was wrong for dropping the security guard after this man took a bullet and fight for his life just to save your life? Like, if you ask me now, I'm gonna be real. I think it messed up if you had B. I mean, at least you can do is keep him on the payroll. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know if he helped the man with the medical expenses because they, you know what I'm saying, for my research, they didn't specify that. But what I'm saying is, I don't think he should have dropped the man if that the case of what's going on. You got to think about this man done took a bullet for you to save your life. I mean, he owed it that. I feel like that. Like, you owe him that. You really? Shit, nigga, that took a bullet for me. I'm gonna make sure he's straight. Every aspect of the way or every inch of the ends, I'm gonna make sure he okay, man. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all reach out, and let me know what y'all opinion is, man. You can go to the Play Live Radio Station page on IG at the Play Live Radio Show. Go look us up, the Play Live Radio Show. We on IG, man. Go follow the page. Okay. Now, also, let's get into this more. Your boy, EMG, man, I feel so excited, y'all, man. Look. New music out. I got new music out on every platform. Shout out to TikTok, because I'm signing TikTok too. Over 200,000 screaming and counting on TikTok. Screaming. I'm trying to hit that top 50, man. So y'all go on TikTok. Y'all look up EMG Man. And y'all make video to the music, man. You can go to my TikTok page. EMG Man. And you can find my music by clicking on the music icon. And you can make videos to the music, man. Help me get to that top 50. I need that number one on the top 50. I'm trying to hit that number one, man. Y'all go screen the music, man. Y'all help me get there. You know what I'm saying? Me, I am EMG Man, like I said. I'm from LaGrange, Georgia, man. Born and raised in LaGrange, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Georgia native, you know what I'm saying? Music-wise, I say, you know, more street hop. I call mine street hop, you know. I got more of a street vibe to my music. I got, you know, I'm really versatile when it comes to music, you know. Fast song, slow song, club song, street song, you know. I've been making a lot of slow down type songs, you know. She wanna ride, you know what I'm saying? She ride the D, other song. I got some more songs on the way, man, that's just outside the box and totally like a new sound. I've been in the studio, man, like I make beats too. My brand is Scooter Gang Beats, man. I've been making beats to my new tracks. I've been making beats for other artists. I've been working on my sound, man, creating that new sound, being different outside the box, you know. Just working on my craft, man, getting better at being me, man. Just working and working and working and staying down with my craft and with what I believe in, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like every day, man, it's just a constant day-to-day grind. I stand down on my grind, man. And look, man, hey, I got my pop in the studio room with me. Come on over here, you know what I'm saying? I'm on my live radio show. Just speak to the people, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Yeah, man, I got my pops here, man. We've been kicking it, man, you know. I'm like this, man. You gotta enjoy your family. You know what I'm saying? Like, we tend to be at a nature to where we don't take the time to actually go check on our people, visit our people, see how our people doing, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't take for no funeral or somebody to pass for you to go see somebody, check on somebody, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's time and day for everybody, but you know what I'm saying? We're alive and well, you know what I'm saying? Blessings upon everybody. Go check on your family. Go visit your people, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, like for me, man, doing music is a form of escape for me. Coming from the urban community, going through situation with being incarcerated and dealing with prison and stuff, imprisonment. It got to a point to where it's like, I gotta make a difference in my life. I gotta make some changes. I got family and friends, people that actually care and love me, don't wanna see me in this type of position, don't wanna see me locked up, incarcerated. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I had to make some changes. So during like my last incarceration, I started writing music real heavy. I was like, no, I'm start doing music. You know, there was like a way out. I realized I could write music. I could write a song. So once I got out and got an opportunity to have and get in the studio, and then even when it got to the point where I had my own studio, I just started working on my craft. Like in the beginning, I was real bad, like my mixing, all that. I wasn't that good. I'm self-taught. Never went to school for none of this stuff, but I stayed down, continued to get better and better and work on my skills, and I'm here now, you know what I'm saying? So like, regardless of what you go through, you can always change your life around. Cause I went from being in prison to getting out, changing my life around to now, I'm a famous rapper, you know, up and coming, building up my fan base, building up my brand, building up my bag, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's all about just staying down. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't start out with all the money, all this. You gotta stay down and work hard and go through the process. You know what I'm saying? And once your hard work pay off, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna receive the benefit from all your hard work. But you gotta stay down, man. Sometimes it don't be overnight. Could take a month, 6 months, could be a year. But long as you stay down, man, it gonna come. If you put in hard work, you're doing positive, productive thing, man. It gonna come, ain't no way it's not gonna come. For real. So it's like, for me, I'm a testimony to that. Like, I know, as long as you stay down, I know you can come up. I know good things happen to those who do good by people, respect people, and focus and put in that work. Because life is what you make it. You don't put nothing into life, you can't expect nothing out of life. This is how it is. That's the real fact about life. So whatever you put in life is what you get out of life. You know what I'm saying? And what be killing me is, it's a high case of people that don't get up, don't do nothing, don't put no energy, don't put nothing into life, and then get mad at the next person because they having somebody's life, because they getting up every day working hard, going to work, doing what they got to do, working their business, they hustle, and making their money, and making their end meet. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. When you can get up off your ass, you can get up and go do the same thing. You can get up and go work, go make some money. But you got a lot of people that just sit around and just wait on the handout. And then get mad at the next person because they done came up. You know what I'm saying? If they out here working hard and they doing what they supposed to do, they supposed to come up. They supposed to have something from their hard work. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they're not working hard or putting in all that time and energy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To not have nothing. You get what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about, man. Just putting in that work, staying down. You know what I'm saying? It all starts with first believing in yourself. Believing in whatever you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Trust the process. Have faith. You know what I'm saying? Stay prayed up. You know what I'm saying? When you're doing those things, man, ain't no way you can fail. Ain't no way you can lose. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. Stand out. Sometimes God will put things on you just to see how far you're willing to go. Just to see if you're going to give up or if you're going to keep going. You know what I'm saying? So, just know, in life, what don't kill you will make you stronger. And that's a fact. What don't kill you will make you stronger. You know what I'm saying? And let's switch the conversation and test base. Friends. A lot of people say, hey, they your family, they your friend, they your sister, they your bro. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to say they real, real. But a lot of people don't even know what is real, what the definition of real. I'm going to break it down like this. Real is a person who wake up and be themselves every day. Be themselves. You got people out here trying to live other people's lives. Live like this movie, that movie, this rapper, that rapper. Live your life. There's nothing wrong with being who you is. Everybody have their own destiny. Everybody have something in life that they destined for. But how you gonna know what you destined for trying to live somebody in life? Because you can't be destined for what somebody else destined for. Everybody has their own unique destiny. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's time for people to start living their life. Stop trying to live the life or persona of somebody else. Me. Even as a rapper, as an actor. I'm in two different web series. Y'all go check out Decatur Way Greater. I'm in Decatur Way Greater, the Well series, and I'm also acting in JIT, Jesus in Training. JIT, J-I-T, Jesus in Training, Well series. Y'all go check that out, man. But even as an actor, entertainer, and rapper, I be myself. Even when I'm in the studio making music, regardless of what I'm on, I'm going to be myself. Because when I'm in the studio and I'm making music, it's easier for me to be myself. I feel like it's harder for me to have to go in the studio and put on this persona and try to be something that I'm not, when I can just go in there and make music of myself, just be myself. You know what I'm saying? And then what I do, I want to see me personally. I'm building my brand around who I am, not some made up persona. Cause it's easier for me to just be me. And besides, it's free to be yourself. You know what I'm saying? But you got a lot of people out here that call you sir, bro, and all this stuff. But at the end of the day, they really ain't your sis, they really ain't your bro. You know what I'm saying? They be waiting, kiss you down bad, stab you in your back, trying to talk to your girl, trying to talk to your man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so crazy. Because at the end of the day, like, a mouth can say anything. It's all about people's action. Damn what they say. You gotta pay attention to their action. I can tell you anything, but my action gonna speak louder than words. Ain't that what they say? Actions speak louder than words. So don't get so caught up in people's words. Pay attention to their actions. Because a lot of people say they real. Every day they wake up, they're a different person. They did. When they broke, they this type of person. When they got some money, they this type of person. When they walk in, they this type of person. But when they got a car, they're a whole new person. One thing, if you real, who you is and who you is. Regardless whether you up or you down, you walking or you in a car, you gonna be yourself. Because that's what you know. It's to be real. You get what I'm saying? It's to be yourself. And who you is who you is. You know? It's free to be yourself. It's free to be real. That's something you don't have to pay for. And you know what? A lot of people act like it costs a lot of money just to be real. Some people act like it costs a lot of money just to be themselves. No, it don't. You know what I'm saying? And if you gotta conform yourself in another thing, if you gotta conform yourself or change who you are just to fit in with the people around you, they ain't your friend anyway. It ain't worth it. That's too much energy. It's hard to be something you're not just to be liked by somebody or for somebody to accept you as a friend or a sister or a partner or somebody. Come on now. It shouldn't take all that. You know what I'm saying? Your energy is precious. You gotta quit. Just give your energy to people and to anybody who ain't putting energy back into you. You know what I'm saying? It should be the same in return. Regardless of what. You gotta guard your energy like a child. Your energy is a precious thing. Quit giving people your energy that don't deserve it or not giving you the same energy back. Cause it's like this. If you're in a car and you driving, and you don't put no gas in it for long, you're gonna run out of gas and come to a complete stop. So in life, it's the same thing. When you giving people your energy and they not giving you energy back, once you're somewhere feeling down and out, drained of energy, you don't know why you feeling, you know what I'm saying? Them same people that won't give you energy back. It's gonna be somewhere else draining energy. Draining somebody else. There are only two things people doing. They either receiving your energy and giving you energy back, or just stealing your energy. So know when somebody's stealing your energy, man. Because people will do that. And when you're down and out, you feeling bad and all that other stuff, they nowhere around, and they somewhere draining other people's energy, man. So like I always tell people, man, it's free to be real. It's free to love one another. It's always free to be real, and it's always free to love one another. And it's free to be yourself. So it's time for it to come together, man, stop all this senseless killing and violence and all this crazy stuff, man, throughout the world. And let's come together. Let's build. Let's have something. You know what I'm saying? And I just had to let people know and put this out there, man. And I think people need to know stuff of this nature. Because if you don't know, now you know. You feel me? This is the Play Live Radio Station. Man, shout out to that boy, Hoodie World 706. Y'all go stream the music out on every major platform. Hoodie World 706. Let's go. Go follow my boy, Hoodie World, on IG at Hoodie World 706. Shout out to my boy, rapper, singer, actor, entrepreneur, everything, man. Look, it going down, man. Look, new music out for my boy, Hoodie World. Go check me out, ELG Man, on every major streaming platform. Man, look, it going digital. Y'all can follow me on IG at ELG Man, the rapper. It's ELG Man, the rapper. Let's go!